It's called sterile insect technology, or using sterile naval orangeworm moths, which means any mating would produce no progeny. It's something that the industry is working on in almonds, walnuts, and pistachios. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. David Haviland is a UCANR farm advisor in Kern County specializing in entomology. Gives us an update.
Basic summary is it's still being worked on. Is there potential? Maybe. Are there still a lot of hurdles in the way for it to be commercially relevant? Absolutely. So, you know, we'll watch and see as people continue to work on it and see what comes of it.
One thing for sure, it won't be as easy as it was in the pink bollworm program in cotton, which also used sterile moths, and it was very successful.
Oh, it's very different. Pink bollworm is a situation where you've got a pet that only attacks one crop.
And that crop had a mandatory plow down during the winter, which took away the host.
It has an excellent trap, and you have BT crops that are helping you out in the process.
Dramatically different from the nut crops. Widespread acreage, multiple crops. That naval orangeworm is a problem.
No plow downs, no genetically modified crops. You can't disc an almond or a pistachio orchard at the end of each year to get rid of the worms. Sanitation is difficult. So, yeah, very different situation, very different expectations, and we'll see where we end up.
That's, again, David Haviland, a UCANR farm advisor specializing in entomology in Kern County. For the Ag Information Network, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report.